This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes Thursday destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that were aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. President Joe Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though, so far, they have not stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels traveling through the Red Sea. The U.S. has identified the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Reuters news agency says Pakistan's top civilian and military leaders will carry out a security review on Friday regarding the standoff with neighboring Iran following their strikes on each other with drones and missiles. Pakistan's strikes on separatist militants inside Iran Thursday came 2 days after an attack that Tehran said struck the bases of another group within Pakistani territory. The tit-for-tat strikes are the highest-profile cross-border intrusions in recent years and have raised alarm about wider instability in the Middle East since the war between Israel and Hamas erupted on October 7th. Thousands gathered at a rally in Bratislava, Slovakia Thursday that was organized by the opposition to protest the government's plans to scrap a special prosecution office for high crimes and lower sentences for financial crimes. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
During the protest, opposition leader Michal Shemetska urged the current prime minister, Robert Fico, to abandon his plans to reform criminal law with an accelerated procedure. We challenge you, Mr. Fico, to withdraw those outrageous laws. Otherwise, you will be personally responsible for the lost Eurofunds, for those billions. Four-time Prime Minister Fico is trying to fast-track changes it says are necessary to end what it calls excesses at the Special Prosecution Office during the time when Fico was in opposition. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The African Union, European Union, United Nations, and United States are calling for an immediate ceasefire and constructive dialogue between warring factions in Sudan. They're also calling for an end to tensions between Somalia and Ethiopia over an agreement signed with Somalia's breakaway region, Somaliland. The groups say that the two issues are threatening regional stability in the Horn of Africa. Michael Hammer, the U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, says the warring factions in Sudan should immediately end the fighting and adhere to their obligations under international humanitarian law and respect for human rights. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is planning to visit four African countries. The U.S. State Department says Blinken will go to Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, and Angola starting Sunday for talks focused on regional security, conflict prevention, promotion of democracy, and trade. Blinken's Africa trip comes as the United States is increasingly nervous about its relationships on the continent. The U.S. and China are in a battle for influence throughout Africa. A bill to temporarily fund the U.S. government is headed to President Joe Biden for his signature. U.S. lawmakers approved a measure Thursday that will prevent a looming partial government shutdown and fund all federal agencies into March. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill's passage will prevent economic hardship for many Americans.
Avoiding a shutdown is very good news for the country, for our veterans, for parents and children, and for farmers and small businesses, all of whom would have felt the sting had the government shut down.
The bill extends current spending levels and buys time for the two chambers to work out their differences over full year spending bills. Top U.S. and Mexican officials are to meet Friday in Washington to discuss strengthening cooperation and continuity in addressing the migration issues at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and White House Homeland Security Advisor Leah Sherwood Randall are representing the United States, with the Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Alicia Bárcena leading the visiting delegation. Officials with the administration of President Joe Biden said Thursday that although they do not foresee any major announcement, they expect a productive conversation that will build upon the progress made during a meeting last month in Mexico City. Mexico agreed last year to receive migrants from countries such as Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba who were removed from the U.S. border for crossing into the United States without authorization and without following established legal pathways to asylum. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.